You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. Happy Monday, folks. This is the start of another week, another good week to talk about the 76ers and basketball in general. Today, you know, I want to touch upon like just a little continuation of what J. Michael, who was a great host on Friday, J. Michael and I talked about in regards to the Sixers. It just, you know, seems like nothing has changed after their last preseason game that they had Saturday against the Detroit Pistons. So really want to touch on that. I also want to touch a little bit on Sergio Rodriguez, who's battling T.J. McConnell for the starting point guard spot. And I want to give a little bit of update on the center situation with Joel Embiid basically being the only one of the three dominant bigs who've played this preseason. I mean, Nerlens Noel played 17 minutes in the first preseason game, but he hasn't been on the floor since then. And then you look at Jahlil Okafor, who hasn't done much other than doing shooting drills before the game. So, you know, I want to talk about those three things, but, you know, I just want to let you guys know this before we get into it, that if you want to get the utmost and the most up-to-date information around the NBA and you don't have time to basically read a paper or you want to watch TV, you don't feel like watching it on television, you might as well just log on and subscribe to the Lock On Network. You know, we are the fastest growing podcast organization around, and you know you got to come here at least 5 days a week to get your Sixers information. But again, let's get back to what you really came here to talk about or listen to me talk about. You know, I just want to talk about the 76ers. You know, on after Saturday night's game, which was the Sixers' fifth straight loss of the preseason, you know, head coach Brett Brown, you know, found a positive development. You know, he said that, and I quote, "I think we are starting to build a defensive identity. The last two games, they are under 100 points," talking about, you know, their opponents. "We are going to win games in the NBA if you can hold teams under 100 points." Then he added, "Our offense right now is the area we need to place most of the attention on." You know, now, the Sixers haven't exactly held both of their last two opponents to under 100 points. You know, Saturday's loss was a 97-76 setback to the Detroit Pistons. And then on Thursday, they lost 100-79. So, you know, he's basically talking about, you know, 100 points and below, you know. But one could argue that the Pistons and the Wizards could have scored much more. I mean, let's face it, this is the preseason. You know, teams, they get out there, they get on a run, and then all of a sudden they cut it, you know, they turn the gas pedal off or they take their foot off the gas, so to speak. And, you know, yeah, I get it. I know that Andre Drummond and Ish Smith, who's being their starting point guard because Reggie Jackson is injured right now, you know, Ish Smith, the former 76er, you know, I understand, you know, what Brett Brown is saying, but let's keep it real. Like, if teams wanted to keep on scoring more points, they could have. They just could have. It's just that, you know, you have no sense of like I said, keeping your foot on the pedal late in the preseason game when you can injure, you know, a franchise player, so to speak. Like, you don't want to hurt Drummond, and it's just one of those things. But you do want to get them out there, you know, run some sets, get them conditioned, get them used to playing in the fourth quarter. So I get what Brett Brown is saying, but also we have to be true to self and say, like, if these teams wanted to score 110 points, per se, they could have. I mean, they just could have. But he is right. the defense is much better than the Sixers' offense to date. You know what I mean? The Sixers are shooting 39.7% from the field while making just 42 of 167 three-pointers. Y'all, that's 25%. I mean, that's not good. I mean, that's not good at all. I mean, there was one point in Saturday's game where the Sixers were shooting 7% from three at one point. Then there was another point in Thursday's game where the Sixers were shooting 5.1% from three. So, you know, it's like they're taking a lot of shots, but boy, they're not making a lot of shots, you know. And now when you want to talk about everything else, the Sixers are averaging 21.5 turnovers this preseason. Now, against Washington, they had 22. Against Detroit, they had 25. And while, you know, we can say that they're, you know, they had these teams only scored 100 against them, you know, 100 and less the last two games, the Sixers are giving up 106 points per game through six preseason games, and they're only scoring 93. So, you know, their offense really needs to step up. I mean, because if the offense doesn't step up, it's going to get extremely ugly for the Sixers this season. I mean, you think about it. You know, they open up on October the 26th against Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, you know that Russell Westbrook is going to try to go for 50, and he possibly can. I mean, you know, and it's not like a knock on the Sixers or anything like that, but this guy has scored 50 points against the Sixers before, so why don't you think he's going to do it now? So in order to keep up with a team like that, you need to match their offensive intensity, and I don't think the Sixers can. I don't think the Sixers can keep up at this particular time. And it's not a knock against them. I'm just basing it off of what I've seen thus far. And then after that, October 29th, they host Atlanta. November 1st, they host Orlando. November 2nd, they're at Charlotte. November 5th, they're at Cleveland. November 7th, Utah. November 9th, at Indiana. November 11th, host Indiana. Number 12th, at Atlanta. November 14th, at Houston. November 16th, Washington. November 17th, at Memphis. November 19th, Phoenix is at home. November 21st, Miami. November 23rd, Memphis. November 25th, Chicago. November 27th, Cleveland. November 28th, at Toronto. November 30th, Sacramento. Look, folks, there's a chance that the Sixers could go 0 through the month of November. 0 through the month of November. You know, if they continue to shoot the way that they're shooting now and committing the turnovers that they are now, it's very likely that could happen. You know, it's sad because, you know, this was supposed to be the season of optimism. You know, but hey, you know, Ben Simmons goes down. He's going to be out for probably three months. You know, that's what sources are saying. He's the guy who, you know, the first overall pick, that's a hit. Jared Bayless, you know, he's supposed to be the starting point guard. The Sixers have, you know, huge plans for him. And he's probably going to miss the start of the season while he's, you know, he may have to undergo surgery. And he could be out longer than that for his wrist, his sore wrist. Then you have Gerald Henderson, who right now has basically just been able to show spurts of what he can do because of, you know, he's on a minutes restriction and he has a sore hip. And then you talk about the center situation we talked about. We thought that was going to be a problem, but now we're looking like, oh, you know, Embiid needs some help. He needs somebody to come in and to help him out, like on when he's resting or like, you know, just if he gets in foul trouble. They just don't have that. You know, Rashawn Holmes is solid, but I don't know if Rashawn Holmes would be successful going up against, you know, several of the elite centers in this league. So that's a problem. Now let me talk up to you about the point guard situation. You know, it You know, initially the Sixers said it was going to be a stiff point guard battle for the number two spot. That's when Gerald Bayless was believed to be the, you know, the starter before he got injured. And the number two spot was between Sergio Rodriguez, a.k.a. they call him Spanish Chocolate back in Spain, and T.J. McConnell. Then all of a sudden, you know, we were told that T.J. McConnell was the guy. You know, he's the guy that Brett Brown really liked and everything, and he, you know, he knew the system. The Sixers felt very comfortable with him. Now we're learning that, or we're seeing that they're giving Sergio Rodriguez a chance to run the show. And, you know, it's weird because, you know, Sergio struggles from shooting the field, but he does. He is a flashy point guard. That's why he has the name Spanish Chocolate. You know, he gets his teammates involved. He runs the show. This past game, he had a game high 7 assists. I mean, one game this preseason, he had 8 assists. So, you know, he's known for getting dimes. But the only thing is, on the defensive end, which so far has been the Sixers, you know, bell cow, so to speak, it's one of those things where he struggles. I mean, guys just run past him. He just doesn't have a chance on a defensive end. And offensively, you know, yes, he gets assists, but he cannot shoot the ball very well. And these are two categories where, hey, the Sixers need a point guard who's going to defend, and they need someone who's going to shoot. But at the same time, he's a guy who could help them get into their offensive sets. But, you know, you really, when you think about it, you're saying, like, if the coach is saying that he's real comfortable with T.J. McConnell and he likes his defense, and then, you know, he also says, like, you know, when you ask him how Sergio's doing, he says, you know, he did okay, but I need him to play more freely with the ball. It's like he's more concerned, talking about Sergio, wants to run plays and looking for him to run plays, like Brett to call a play, and then, you know, another time Sergio's trying to call plays. But Brett really wants is he wants him to improvise. He wants him to get the ball, get out there and run, and just basically put on a show. You know, do like you're doing, like play like you're playing at a playground. But Sergio hasn't been doing that yet. Now, we'll find out and we'll see if he can do that in the final preseason game, you know, when they go to Miami next Friday, or this Friday rather. But, you know, to me personally, I think that Brown, and again, this is my opinion, so I'm not speaking for Brett Brown, but I think that Brett Brown really likes T.J. McConnell. Now, he knows that T.J. McConnell is probably not a bona fide starting point guard in this league. He's better utilized as a backup. You know what I mean? He's a guy who can run the second unit, a guy who can come in, push pace, and defend. Give him, you know, in the perfect world, give him 15 to 20 minutes of that coming off the bench. But now that he looks around, he realizes that TJ is his better point guard. However, TJ McConnell has a non-guaranteed contract. You know, the Sixers could cut TJ McConnell at any moment, and they probably won't have to pay him. They'll pay him next to nothing, right? And TJ McConnell won't be his contract doesn't become guaranteed until January. Whereas you look at Sergio Rodriguez. Here's a guy who's getting $8 million just for this season. So I could see it right now where Sixers president of basketball ops, Brian Colangelo, and Sixers owner Josh Harris says to Brett Brown, like, hey, look, bruh, we appreciate what TJ's doing. We love him. But we're paying this dude $8 million to play. We need to see if he can play or not, you know. End of discussion. So, you know, I honestly believe that the Sixers feel more comfortable with TJ just because of, you know, he's been around and the things that Brett Brown said about him in the past. But But when TJ is, let's face it, he's going to make the minimum if he makes the team, as opposed to a guy who's making $8 million. It's hard for, you know, a president or a owner to basically deal with, like, hey, man, we're paying this guy $8 million to be the third string point guard. You know, that's hard to stomach. Now, again, if TJ was just light years ahead of him, and TJ was, you know, showing that he can be, like, you know, one of the top point guards in the league, I mean, they would gladly eat that money. But the fact that it's close, you know what I mean? Like, one guy can do one thing great and he struggles in the other area and vice versa. I think it's one of those things where, you know, ownership is like, we got to get this guy on the floor and we got to see if it works out. And so I believe that's the reason why, you know, Sergio is getting the opportunity and the chances. Now let's get to the center situation. You know, it's funny, you know, a month ago, everyone was saying, oh, man, it's going to be frustrating for Joel Embiid. Yes, he's playing, but he's going to want to play these other minutes. And then as bad as the crowded center situation was, we also said, you know what? Nerlens Noel is going to get every opportunity to prove that he's a starting center in this league while Embiid is playing on a minute restriction and not playing on back-to-back nights. And then, you know, Okafor's getting back together and getting back in shape, and it's going to take him a while. Well, it's still taking Okafor a while. This guy has yet to play. You know, he looked good. He actually looked good in a scrimmage during training camp going up against Embiid. But then the next day, his knee, he had soreness, and he kind of like took a step back. So he can do things. It's just the next day. The next day, his knee bothers him. So basically, he wants to be out there, but the Sixers aren't trying to chance it. So they're not really pushing him right now. So it's a setback. You know, it's something that, you know, let's face it, they said this was a minor surgery, a minor injury back in March, and it's way more than that because the dude has yet to play and he keeps getting these setbacks. Now we talk about Nerlens Noel. Nerlens Noel played 17 minutes the first preseason game. Brother man hasn't been practicing since. I mean, my man, he's like, you know, he has a left groin pull. Take that back. He practiced the next day, but now he has a left groin pull. So he's out. And it doesn't look like he'll be ready for the season opener. So, you know, all this controversy we thought we were going to have about the centers, these guys being disappointed that they're not playing and everything like that. I mean, it's more like, where are the centers? There's no disappointment. I mean, because it's all about Embiid. Now, the only disappointment for Sixers fans is like, how come Embiid can't play more minutes? I mean, you know, his restriction is up to 18 minutes. And the Sixers have also said that he'll probably play both games of back-to-backs now, which is good. But at the same time, what happened to the other two centers? You know, what happened? And then what's going to happen when they return? So all the stuff that the kinks that the Sixers are trying to work out in the preseason, it seems like it's going to continue to the regular season. And let's face it, like, the regular season really isn't a time when you want to try out to see, hey, man, these two centers didn't work together, pairing together last year. Let's see if one of them, talking about Okafor and Noel, let's see if one of them could pair nicely with Embiid to see how that one works out. So, you know, and what that does is it makes for the season. I mean, let's face it, if you're doing stuff like that, you're experimenting, that's going to take away from wins and losses. I mean, because, you know, you're trying to figure things out when other teams are figuring things out now. So, you know, the Sixers, it just doesn't look good. We talked about it. You know, it may get better. But, you know, I think that this is going to be another lost season. It's just too much going on. Like, again, you know, they could possibly win two games through November. I don't see them winning a lot. They just don't have the horses at all. I mean, this team loses a lot when Embiid comes off the floor. It's obvious. And they got to wait. And Henderson, they're going to have to get some production from him. But right now, it just seems like he's unable to go due to the injuries. I mean, his hip, you know, and he's not in shape. So, you know, the point guard situation, you know, if Sergio starts, you know, it's going to be one of those things where, yes, he'll have some assists. He'll bring some excitement. He just needs to stay a little later after practice and like, work on his shot, because what's going to happen is teams are going to play off of him. They're going to, you know, and play for him to pass and not allow him to drive the lane to penetrate and kick the ball back out to one of the guards or something like that on the perimeter. So there's a lot of things, a lot of uncertainty right now with the 76ers. It's going to be another rough season. They need to bring up the shooting. They need to cut down the turnovers. And they just need to get healthy. Thank you for listening to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I want you to have a great Monday. And make sure you check back with me on Tuesday. Peace.